23 South Center, in the home of Catherine Kingsbury. He is a dear friend of mine, and as I came in the door, I noticed that Catherine is working, quilting a quilt that is over 15 years old. I'm Nona Phillips, and I have the pleasure of interviewing you for the Harris County Genealogical Society's Oral History of Pasadena. Would you tell me who you are and the name of the person or family you're going to tell me about?
I'm Catherine Kingsbury.
And the family you can talk about?
The Kingsbury family.
Did you start by telling me if you came to Pasadena or if you were born here?
I was born in Pasadena.
Okay, so take it from there, Ms. Kingsbury. Tell me about early Pasadena.
29th of June, 1911. I was born here in this house that I'm living in.
Could you tell us what the roads were like?
Well, they were mud streets then. Paved street then.
In fact, she just got a new paved street. Could you tell me what your mother and daddy's names were?
Lily Moore Kingsbury, Robert A. Kingsbury.
And who your sisters and daddies are?
Effie, Blank, Dick, Raven, and Robert.
Okay, you told me that you were born in this house that where we're sitting today some 74 years ago. Could you describe this house for me, Ms. Kingsbury?
Well, it's been my room all my life.
Okay, it's a two-story and a half house. It appears to be two-story from the outside. She tells me it's a story and a half, and that there are all rooms upstairs, and that she and her mother have lived here in this house she has lived here for 74 years.
Lillian, May, and Miss Carver, and
could you tell me what church you belong to, and who you joined, and if you were baptized there?
I belong to the First Assembly of God, which is the Cathedral of Faith now. I've been going there since 1927. I first went to First Methodist Church when I was 16 years old. Then I started going.
Were you baptized,
Dave? Where
were you baptized?
Well, in
both of them. In the church
itself? Mm-hmm. I sprinkled in Methodist Church. See, my grandmother was a Sunday school teacher there in First United Methodist Church 45 years. And Jimmy Moore.
What was her name?
Jimmy Moore.
Do you remember the preacher's name?
Well, I know all the preachers have been at this one, well, back to the Methodist.
Could you name them, Father?
Well, when I went to the Methodist Church, it was Eccles and Smith, Bank. That's when I left. Then I've been at the Assembly of God Church. The Mercer was the first pastor. Then we had Alton Parker. And Dumbelow. And Cox. And Lewis. Goodwin and Harris is our former pastor at the cathedral.
Okay, could you tell me the first school you went to? You said it was Christian? What did it look like?
Well, it was a big two-story building.
Did you have fire drills or anything?
Yes.
What some of the things you remember that happened when you were going to school? Do you remember anything that you did? What kind of activities you had when you were going to Pasadena High School? Did you sing in the choir?
I didn't participate in none of that.
Do you remember who the first mayor was? Pasadena?
Mm-hmm.
Was there any trouble with law enforcement?
I can't tell you nothing about that. But that's, you know what I mean, I don't.
What do you remember about World War One?
Yes.
Do you remember when it broke out?
Not exactly.
Do you remember anything about the flu epidemic? Do you remember World War Two or the Depression?
I remember all of it, but I guess it didn't affect me. You know what I mean, no more than.
Well, did any of your friends have the flu or go to the war?
Well, I had uncles and nephews that were in the service.
You don't remember them leaving or coming home?
I know that Miss Kingsbury had quilted for many, many years because she's quilted several quilts for me. Could you tell me, Miss Kingsbury, how long you've been quilting quilts? Or did your mother quilt before
my mother
you?
My mother and grandmother done the quilting, I didn't.
I was down at one of the neighbors and saw a quilt that Miss Kingsbury's mother had quilted about 45 years ago, and she still uses it. It's still a beautiful quilt. Miss Kingsbury, did any of your family work at Shell or Sinclair or on the railroad? Could you tell me about that?
Yes, my brothers are all deceased now. But Ray Burnett worked at Sinclair, Arco, if it was when he died. And my older brother, Richard Kingsbury, Dick, as most of them knew, worked at Sinclair. My younger brother, Robert, worked at Shell, and then he was working at Petrotex when he died. They're all gone.
Do you remember where your family shopped back in the early days of Pasadena? Do you remember the names of any of the grocery stores or
Dickerson? Dickerson's and Hamilton and Williams's. Mitchell's, Young's.
Do you remember a drugstore or anything about drugstores?
Fort Woods, Goods, Colson.
What did they have to sell there?
Well, drugs and candy, just a fence.
And what kind of streets did you have then? What kind of sidewalks?
Well, they had good streets. What I mean, they were shelled. Most of them were shelled, but they were good streets.
Did you walk on boards? Was there a board walk, or did you walk on the mud?
I don't remember any board walk.
I just asked Mrs. Kingsbury if you remembered about Christy Brothers Circus, so tell us what you remember about that.
That was over at Sassy's, and they had quarters over there. Oh, I know.
You don't remember
that?
Kingsbury spent many years of her life, about most of it, in the homes of the people here in Pasadena, working as a house nurse and helping with their house cleaning and babysitting their children. Could you tell me, Miss Kingsbury, who some of those families were?
Well, my teachers. Miss Sadie and Lillian and Sinead. I worked for them up until 1940, up until 1985. So Miss Lillian went to the nursing home.
Did you clean house for the Riggs family or the Connor family?
Yes, I'm not the Riggs family. I did the Connor. For the Graham family.
Could you tell us who the Connor family was?
Dr. Connor, his wife and two kids.
He was instrumental in
building the Pasadena General Hospital,
yes,
right?
He was the first doctor in on Shaw Street.
Do you remember the dredging of the ship channel or seeing old Ironside? Did you ever hear of the community of Buffalo on Buffalo Bayou?
Nope.
Do you You remember when you finally got the first phone?
19 and 40, I guess it was.
What nationality are you and your mother and your father?
I don't know. I'm old.
You don't know if you're Scotch and Irish?
Well, I'm Irish. I'm English. On the Kingsbury side. So, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Do you have any legends to tell me about your family? Anything unusual they did in this town, or...
Then the store building was the first Masonic Hall in Pasadena. The upstairs was. And the lower part was the first picture show they had in Pasadena, which was run by George Thornton.
Did you tell us what the address was in there? About where it was
located? On the corner of Eagle and Main.
Okay, that's a good piece of history, Miss Kingsbury.
Mm-hmm. Tilly's place was on the other side, which was a Fort Worth pharmacy later years. Grocery where the Dickerson store was. And they had a restaurant in there. It was run by Crowder at one time. That's where they had, in that building, they had that post office. Our post office was there before they moved it back down in the old part, I think.
Do you remember ever going swimming or skating? What'd you do for fun back in those days?
I just like to do well.
Stay home?
Yep.
Could you tell me something about the first mayor of Pasadena? Do you remember? Or any of the law enforcement officials?
I know, but I don't know nothing about, you know.
She was telling me about her sister.
Well, my sister Blanche worked for Mr. W.H. Dickerson in his grocery store, which was moved over then on to Sterling.
Back in the 20s.
She was a meat cutter.
And what did you do then? Just stay home at your house?
Or,
you don't remember anything about building a high school here?
Well, I know when they built it and all. I went to it. You know what I mean, but I don't know. Stuff like that.
What year did you get out of school, Catherine?
In 32.
Graduated in 1932.
I didn't graduate, but what I mean, I had to take it.
Do you remember any of the teachers?
Yeah, I knew all of them.
Could you give me some of their names?
Well, Jewel Jennings was one, not Jewel Jennings, Gladys Jennings was one of them. Ruth Taylor. Mr. Gore was a principal. Mr. Hartsfield. Miss Sneed.
The doctor that delivered me was Dr. V. S. McNutter. You were born at home?
Yeah. Here in this house.
Do you remember the first hospital?
Well, that was Shaw Street, Pasadena General.
Was it in a brick building? Or
yep, brick building.
Do you remember the hurricane, the big hurricane that came in about 1915?
Yeah, my daddy died. That's the year my daddy died.
Do you remember the destruction that happened to you?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I was small then.
My notation of the family members on this informant's data sheet. Do I have your permission to put the list of your family members in a folder to keep in the Pasadena Library for the use of library patrons researching in the library?
It's okay.
Thank you for sharing your family history and the knowledge of Pasadena with us. I believe that many people will enjoy the benefit of your efforts here today. I want also to thank the Arts Development Program, the City of Pasadena, Texas, for its support of this program, the members of the Harris County Genealogical Society for much hard work, and the Maxwell Corporation, through Century Sales of Houston, for donating these tapes. This ends this recording. I'm Mona Phillips. This is January 22nd, 1986, Pasadena, Texas.